The U.S. dominates in many Olympic sports, track and field, swimming, basketball. But one sport the U.S. has never won a medal for is table tennis. This year, the U.S. team is hoping to change that. It's going to be a challenge. Only four players qualified to compete on the 2012 U.S. Olympic table tennis team. Three of those four live and train right here in the Bay Area at an unlikely Olympic training ground, a converted warehouse that's part of the Indian Community Center in Milpitas, the ICC. I was curious to meet the young Olympians, so I headed over there on one of the final training days before they left for London. Fellow Americans, meet your Olympians.
My name is Timothy Wang, and I'm currently staying in Milpitas, California. I'm originally from Houston, Texas. Started playing table tennis around the age of 3 or 4. I wanted to play video games all the time.
At 21 years old, he's the top male player in the country and the 2010 U.S. National Men's Table Tennis Champion.
When I was little, I wanted to be a teacher in the morning and a nurse at night. I started playing table tennis when I was 7 years old.
And now she's 16. And last but certainly not least, unless you're talking about her age.
Hi, I'm Lily Zhang and I'm from Palo Alto. I don't really remember, I just remember like when I was a really little girl, I just wanted to be president of the United States. And then, like, when I was 9 or 10, my dream became to go to the Olympics. So it kind of started at that age.
Until last month, she was just 15, one of the two youngest members of Team USA. Wang, Ching, and Zhang, all Chinese and Taiwanese American, have been playing table tennis here at the ICC since they were barely second and third graders. And here they are now. They're training on a Thursday afternoon in a huge hall with a red floor and 25 blue tables set up, each with a player on either side, ranging in age from 6 to 21. As the balls are hit back and forth, coaches pace between the tables, watching but not hovering. Olympians Ariel Ching and Lily Zhang are playing against each other. Ching and Zhang are basically the best female table tennis players in America. They're playing intensely, back and forth, until Ching slams one, winning a point.
When I was 8 years old, going to Olympics was a dream of mine.
Ching took that dream.
And I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I sealed up the piece of paper in this little box. And for 8 years, I didn't open the box because I told myself that if I looked at that piece of paper, my wish would not come true. So 8 years later, when it finally happened, I just could not believe it still.
Ching says, unlike other kids who may learn their sports at a camp or through lessons, her start was right at home.
My mom liked to play table tennis when she was a little girl. And one day, she and my dad couldn't find a babysitter for me, so they just brought me along to the club. And immediately, I fell in love with the sport, and it just became my passion.
Lily Zhang had a similar experience.
Both of my parents are originally from China and the Shanxi province, and they just played for fun, though. It wasn't like a serious sport for any of us. I don't really know how it became like this, but I'm really glad it did.
Thank you. 9-3, okay. Balls.
I don't know, it's my first love. since I was 8, I never left table tennis.
That's Coach Massimo, as in Massimo Constantini, the internationally renowned former coach of a number of national teams, including Italy and India. He roams the room observing the players, occasionally stopping a game to adjust a player's hold on a paddle or her footwork. Constantini says in table tennis, family support and heritage play a large role, and the fact that the top players in the country are the children of Chinese immigrants is no coincidence.
Yeah, it's not an accident. Of course, they come, you know, with different culture. You have to think where the sports, you know, has a strong roots, you can say. In China, table tennis is the daily bread. They finish the work, they play table tennis. They have a cement table tennis table on the streets. So table tennis is in their DNA.
Lily Zhang, Ariel Ching, and Timothy Wang all say their lives were forever changed once they won the qualifiers back in April and were officially Olympic bound. Zhang says their training takes from 16 to 20 hours a week.
Well, when we have school, it's usually after school, around after dinner to like 7 to 9, because that's the only time we can, because my parents, they have to get off work and then drive me all the way here.
Ching admits it can be hard to be both a student and a world-class athlete.
I'm gone for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, so they give me homework ahead of time, or I come back and I make it up with all the tests. So they've just been really supportive. But on a daily, normal basis, I usually sleep at 1 or 2 a.m. just trying to finish all my homework, and that's after training, after I finish dinner.
As I look around the room at the sweaty young faces of the teens with their colorful paddles jerking back and forth, I see a South Asian man of medium build talking to players cheerfully. This is Rajul Sait, the man who started it all here at the Indian Community Center.
Basically, I was an active table tennis player in India for 14 years. I played active national circuit for 14 years.
Then in 2000, Sait migrated to the U.S. to earn a master's degree in mechanical engineering. He started the ICC 5 years later with five kids, and it quickly grew to serve nearly 200 every week. Three of them are now in London. And for Rajul Sait, it's about more than just table tennis. The ICC table tennis program is also about global dialogue and understanding.
I have 10 kids right now from India who are like age of 15. Just imagine, they are right now training with our American-born Indian kids and Chinese kids. And when you see after training is over, you just see them talking and sharing their, you know, experience. The Indian kids share their experience, what happens in India, what American kids share their experience, how their school works. That's more exciting than just offer table tennis training here.
Rajul Sait has no illusions about his superstars going far, playing against powerhouse nations like China and Korea. Both he and coach Massimo Constantini acknowledge that a medal is a long shot.
I don't think it can happen. We should dream. I think dream is the best motivation the player can have. Of course, the ball is rounded, you never know. But now we know that the Chinese are the top. Asians are much better than even Europe. And U.S. you can consider like in the third level. So by means of these two players, we can improve. They can break into top 100 in the world. And that's a good start. Being 16 and 17 years old is a great start.
That sense of hope is shared by the players. They realize they're the underdogs in their sport, but Lily Zhang says she's not too worried about winning.
Well, I think this year, since I'm still pretty young, I think that I have still a few more tries. And so this time, I'm just going to try and go out there and play my best and hopefully beat a few people. But in the future, I kind of want to win a medal for the U.S.
Fellow Olympian Timothy Wang looks around at the enthusiastic 8- and 9-year-olds in the room.
Hopefully in the future, more kids will start getting interested in the sport, and we'll have an even stronger generation.
And they'll surely draw inspiration from the Olympians playing at their neighboring tables.
I mean, it's so hard to describe, like, this feeling of complete joy and happiness. Like, I don't know, just hasn't really, like, it's sunk in, but it's just like, I can't believe it. Like, I'm going to Olympics, and it just feels so amazing.
Is there anyone good at taking pictures? We are talking about good picture, not picture.
As Rajul Sait gathers the players and Coach Massimo to pose for a final picture before they leave for London, I look at them and realize what this really is. An Italian immigrant, an Indian immigrant, and the son and daughters of Asian immigrants reaching the top together to represent the USA. It's the story of America. And whether or not they bring home medals, that story is pure gold.
The way he smiles is going to mess up the picture.
No!
The way he smiles, you can easily make out that he is.